This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Congrats to caller 10 at 800-636-1067. Dial now. You'll win two tickets to Government Mule Friday, October 31st. That's Halloween at Warner Theater. Tickets are on sale now. For tickets and more event information, go to thefandc.com/events. The show's brought to you by the law firm Condorian Murad.
What are you doing to protect your family's assets? As the exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condorian Murad can help you draft your last will and testament, set up a living trust, or put together a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their attorneys today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That is kmlawyers.com.
Beltway Blitz time on Grant and Danny. We're going to cover the Von Miller edition by the Commanders, the Terry McLaurin contract negotiations that are ongoing, and the latest on the stadium front, as well as the Wizards, who are in Vegas playing summer league basketball. Let's get it all done in one segment right now on the Blitz. Start with Greg Finberg of Bullets Forever. What's with the lineups the last couple of nights where the Wizards have sat all the guys we're super interested in and not having them play in the summer league? We did see a big performance last evening, but Trey Johnson and the boys were mostly watching.
Yeah, certainly. It's Trey Johnson has a hamstring injury, and Will Riley, their other first-round pick, is out with a thumb injury. I saw him scoring some sort of wrap on his thumb on the bench. So that's, I would assume, more precautionary for those two guys. Like, maybe it's a playoff game they're playing, but obviously it's summer league. So that's why the two rookies in the first round were held out. As it goes for Starr, George, and Carrington, I had heard before summer league that the plan was, you know, around two games, see how they play, and then kind of go from there. And both had their flashes of okay, like I'm a little too good for summer league, and not to say that they dominated. I mean, Alex Starr had an okay first game, then had the 8 blocks, 12 boards, 16 points in the second game. So I'm sure the Wizards were pretty comfortable with, okay, we like what we see from you. No need to risk further injury. Same goes for Keyshawn George. You know, 24 points in that first game, shot the ball well, 10 of 18 from the field. Didn't shoot it well in the second game, but again, has averaged 4 steals throughout summer league. Obviously grabbed some rebounds too, looked like the best player on the floor in that first game. And then Bob Carrington, who struggled in the first game against Phoenix, but kind of settled into his zone, made 3 of his 4 three-pointers, had 17 points and 6 boards in the second game. So I think the Wizards kind of had a plan to not play them the entirety of summer league entering, and I'm sure liked enough of what they saw throughout the first two games to kind of be content with not risking anything, you know, injury-related in the last couple games.
Greg, I think I like A.J. Johnson. I'm not sure exactly what he'll be at the highest level, but you could do a lot worse having that guy come off the bench and handle the basketball a little bit.
Certainly. You know, the upside is realistically why he was, you know, the main point of interest in that Kyle Kuzma trade from Milwaukee. The trade kind of depended on Washington getting him, and they did. He's a guy that definitely flashed his athleticism, had some highlight reel dunks in that first summer league game and throughout the second half of the season when he played for Washington in big minutes. A lot of people view him as a point guard. I think he still has a ways to go in terms of his decision-making, his ability to see the floor, to find teammates. There were times last night even where I thought he held on to the ball a little too much. but it's easy to see why there's so much intrigue around him. You know, at 25 points on a good 10 of 16 from the field, drilled two threes, was easily the Wizards' best player last night. Obviously, their top five guys didn't play, but he was the one that kind of orchestrated the offense, and he would have more assists, I think, if the guys around him were better, if they made some shots. So I like the progression that I've seen from him, can certainly be a player that makes this roster, maybe even a rotational piece down the line. But again, 20 points in the game before that, and then last night against Utah, 25 points, looked like the best player on the floor. So certainly understand the upside with Johnson.
Greg, what were your takeaways from the rookies that we did get to see before the injuries?
I mean, Trey Johnson was honestly a little better than advertised. You know, at 39 points on 14 to 24 from the field in those two games, shot 44% from three-point range. Just looked so comfortable. That was my biggest takeaway. You know, he seemed like he had been in summer league before, played like a second-year player should play in summer league, but as a rookie. And so, again, that's why I don't mind Washington kind of being a little bit cautious with that injury that he's had. And you know, just kind of looked exactly like he should in summer league, better than a lot of the guys on the floor. Was able to get to his spots, was able to rise up from three, create his own shot, get to the lane, kind of liked everything that you know, I saw from Johnson. And Will Riley, a bit more quiet in the first game, but in the second game did kind of what he's supposed to do, or what maybe he can be in the NBA. 16 points on just six shots. 5 of 6 from the field, was efficient, scored from multiple levels, a couple and ones, made some movement threes, some set threes, kind of that you know, offensive guy that can space the floor. The defense has a bit of a ways to go. It's got to get a little bit more strong, but I did like what I saw from them. So I definitely understand Washington being a little cautious with the injuries and kind of saying, you know, we like what we saw from these guys. Let's shut them down and move on to the regular season.
Greg, thank you, buddy. Talk soon.
Yep, thanks, guys.
You got it, man. Hit that local 53 sounder, please. My God, that's Ryan O'Halloran's music. Buffalo News, talk about the latest addition to the Washington Football Boys. Ryan, what can you tell us about Von Miller?
Well, good to join you today. I think he's got something left in the tank. That's probably the number one question Commanders fans are asking this morning and last night when he announced his arrival. You know, 6 sacks last year. I thought he overachieved. Had a pleasant season. Now at age 36, if he's used the right way as a pass rusher, don't ask him to stop the run. As a pass rusher, I think he can give them a little something, particularly down the stretch.
Ryan, some of those metrics last year actually really good. When you look at pass rush win rate or, you know, PFF's percentage of doing something productive like hits, hurries, pressures. I think he was 8th. He had the number one get off time according to Next Gen Stats of anyone at the position. So that all gives me real optimism. But what happened 2 seasons ago? Not looking at it, you know, we're not watching the tape. I'm just looking at the numbers. He played like 11 or 12 games at 0 sacks and almost no counting stats. What was that?
Yeah, he tore his ACL Thanksgiving Day 2022. He was rolling at that point. He had 8 sacks in the first 11 games. He came back too quick. You know, his first game was at Tottenham Stadium in London, where the AstroTurf is more like concrete. I think that set him back a little bit. He just could not get out of the blocks, to the point where I think it was the second to last game of the regular season, he was a healthy scratch. They just said, hey, we're going to shut you down. We're going to give you some time, see if you can give us something in the playoffs. And I thought he did a little bit more there, but that's why last year was considered overachievement. There weren't a lot of expectations about Von Miller last year. And had he not had that 4-game suspension, which was his own fault, he may have knocked on 10 sacks. But I think the concerning part about Von was he just did nothing in the playoffs. He played 21, 17, and 15 snaps in the Bills' 3 playoff games. Didn't really notice him. You know, maybe he played too much throughout the season. So I think that's something Washington has already discussed, is, okay, what's the perfect, you know, work rate for Von Miller to make him the most effective?
I was actually going to ask you that. How would you implement him? Like, what would your tip to them be, having watched it?
Yeah, I think third down, he played 279 snaps in 12 games last year. So they did. I think the Bills did a decent job. I think first down, maybe a little bit of rotation work. But if you're facing, you know, a running team that likes to really run it on first and 10, probably not your guy anymore. But when you get in that third down, he got his bend back a little bit. He can, you know, sort of dip underneath the tackle. So he did show some of those traits. But it's, you know, it's going to be, hey, can he get the five sacks? You know, can he be there in the playoffs? I think that's going to be the key for Washington.
In terms of the moves array, you know, as how much is still there? How much has he lost? How much is he maybe kind of getting by on savvy, or how much is it about burst? Just kind of where are we at on that, Ryan?
Yeah, you know, all of the above, just not at the level that he was when he was 25, which is common. He can still bend pretty well. You know, throw out that spin move at the right time. And then there was a couple of times last year where he surprised the offensive tackle with the burst, with the bull rush.
Right.
So I think he's got a little bit. He's still got the toolbox, just not at that Hall of Fame level of his prime.
Last one. What kind of guy and teammate is Washington getting here?
Well, I preface this by saying he's had some off-the-field issues. He's been suspended for those issues. He's had some lawsuits. He's the best guy. This is going to be my 22nd year covering the league. I had him in Denver for a couple of years. I had him in Buffalo for 3 years. And he is revered by his teammates because a lot of these guys, when they were junior high and high school, they were watching him wreck the Super Bowl in Cam Newton. And he was Super Bowl MVP after the 2015 season. And he was a captain here. So you're aware of what's going on off the field, but in that locker room, there's still a lot of respect for him. And, you know, and he did carry, you know, a lot of his voice carried in that locker room, because he's going to freely admit to you guys, he wants to be a GM when he retires. So if you have a take on a roster move, go ask Vaughn.
Is he really? He wants to be a GM,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. So he's openly said that he talked to Brandon Bean a lot about the mechanics of the job and what to look for. And, so we'll see. I mean, Adam Peters has got an assistant GM and a situational pass rusher, Vaughn has anything to do with it.
Future commish Bobby Wagner, future GM Vaughn Miller on the staff. Ryan, great to catch up, buddy. Appreciate you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Check this out. With the 61st pick in the 2025 NFL Draft, the three-time Super Bowl champions, five times world champions, Washington Commanders selects Trey Amos, defensive back, Mississippi.
The rookie DB from Mississippi's got a deal. He will be at training camp under contract now. A winding road for Trey Amos. Wasn't always Ole Miss. It was Louisiana and the Sun Belt for 3 years, and then Alabama for a pit stop, and then Ole Miss for 13 games. This is a very talented player. Finished his college career with 3 interceptions in his final season. Now a Washington Commander, and the deal is struck. I am really interested to see how they work out the secondary, and specifically the corner position,
yep,
because they have more talent than they've had in a few years, which is a good thing. There's still a lot of unknowns, though, including, are they right about Marshawn Lattimore, who stunk last
year? That's the big variable.
If they are, they're set, and they're going to have a really good year at corner. If they're not, and this could be a big problem, because you don't know with a rookie. You're putting a lot of eggs in this basket that Trey Amos is going to be able to play a bunch for you and compete right away, but I would think you put him at the boundary. That frees you up to put Mikey Sanders still inside in the nickel. They've got Noah Igbinoghene back on a one-year deal again, who was very, very good at points last year. We haven't mentioned Jonathan Jones, who they signed from New England, who can play inside and outside. So just quick math here. Lattimore, Sanders still, who's excellent, young, and ascending into maybe even being a star. Jonathan Jones, Trey Amos, Noah Igbinoghene. Five deep with decent options. There were times last year where Igbinoghene played really, really well.
Right. So this is, by the way, for some folks who maybe just kind of casually thinking this, you're going, wait, what? What do you mean he just signed? This second round pick thing has, by the way, been super fascinating. We haven't been able to talk about it very much simply because stuff keeps happening. And usually what's the slowest time in the sports calendar. But somehow, some way along the line, it's not just Shamar Stewart anymore with a weird standoff with the Cincinnati Bengals, which, by the way, is fascinating.
Well, his is still weird, and his is still all alone because he's a first-rounder, and everyone else around him is signed.
Right. It's not just that anymore, weird contract stuff with the slotted, set-in-stone, pretty much, way that the CBA is for rookies. But somewhere along the line, guaranteed money and second-round picks sort of became synonymous. As soon as a couple guys at the top of the board, Houston, I think, gave Jaden Higgins either all or close to his money guaranteed, and 30 of the 32 second-round picks as of a couple days ago had remained unsigned as training camps are starting to get started in L.A. or in a couple other places. So this was actually something that was up in the air until a couple of dominoes fell. Next thing you know, one guy signs, another guy signs, and now you know guys are starting to report here, getting whatever percentage of guaranteed money, but nobody wanted to be the first domino to fall. But when it actually comes to Amos, I was thrilled with the pick at the time. That's one of those. You don't have to rush him. I think best case scenario, eventually, he's a starter opposite, you know, hopefully again it's Marshawn Lattimore, but whomever. But you think of, in this almost permanent nickel type setting where you're almost starting three cornerbacks, sometimes four, depends on the personnel package, depends on who you're playing. You basically have to have three, four, five starters at that spot just because of how teams will give you certain looks. So you think you've got Jonathan Jones in there in the mix. You add in Lattimore Sanders, to whom you mentioned. Ultimately, you would say, if it works out, he's starting at some point this year, maybe a couple games, two games, five games, whatever, opposite Lattimore. You'd feel good about that, but you don't have to rush it because you've got some guys that are at least above the threshold. It's not Mike Davis anymore.
Yeah, in a perfect world, he and Lattimore are outside and Sanders still's inside against three receivers. And when teams spread you out, you need a fourth, then Jonathan Jones comes onto the field and helps you out. But the fact that right away there's no pressure to play Amos is awesome. The fact that he can kind of learn and by midseason really start to get indoctrinated is exactly where you want to be with a second-round pick, by the way. This is what good teams do. Now, we're also working back from and kind of talking about this as if the veterans that they have will all play well. It is possible that Lattimore starts September like he finished last year in the playoffs and is just no longer the guy and has fallen off. That's all we've seen of him. I don't think that's who he is. I think he'll be better than that. But I'm just saying that is possible. If that's the case, then he falls out of the pecking order pretty quickly. I think you have to give him lesser playing time. He's making a lot of money, but you can't have the sunk cost fallacy of just trotting him out there because of his money. I haven't seen Jonathan Jones in this defense yet. I think he's going to be serviceable. I think the floor for him is that he is okay. Like, to me, he's better than Michael Davis. He's better than a couple of the guys, BSJ, the way he played last year. So I think he's going to be better than that.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is just the only guy we're really sure of is that Mikey Sanders, still in year two, is going to play at a high level. Otherwise, Lattimore is a question. Jones may be less of a question. Does not have the ceiling of a Lattimore, but he's probably going to be okay. But Amos will be able to force his way on the field if he's as good as they think he is. There's just no pressure to do it. And I think that's a really, really good thing. But you're right. We're starting to see these second-round contracts all get signed. The language is complicated. They're going to have to iron this out between the agents, the PA, and the teams, because this has gotten silly. That now that there is such a discrepancy only in this round,
yeah,
where you have all but one or two players on the eve of some team's training camp still not getting contracts.
So previously, I think it was third rounders with this thing called offset language that used to set agents ablaze, and the whole thing was everyone was bothered by it, and
which
we couldn't figure it out.
Fixed.
Yeah, which seems mostly fixed. And now it's the second round thing. It went from, well, if you're going to offer that guy guarantees, then you got a second round quarterback, Tyler Shough. He is demanding all guaranteed money now because I'm your quarterback because Derek Carr retired. So it has become complicated. It's something they probably need to address at some point. You're right.
I like that this news comes pre-camp. It's not the signing that we wanted. It's
it
not
is
the
a signing
that we needed, but it was something that had to get done. So they're making moves and they're working over there, which is good to hear. This was inevitable and felt like it was going to happen sometime before training camp, which is still 5 days away. I want to get into this letter, though, Danny, that was sent from the federal government to the D.C. City Council. And we can open up the phones on this because we haven't yet today. But for those of you that have been following along, you know that July 15th was this imposed deadline by the commanders and by the mayor to the city council to get a vote done to approve a stadium being built at the RFK site. Well, that deadline came and went on the 15th 2 days ago, and nothing has happened. It doesn't seem like it was that big of a deal. They can still negotiate. They can continue to get a deal done. The difference now is that D.C. has lost exclusive negotiational ability. So Virginia is allowed to contact the commanders again, and the commanders are allowed to answer and talk to them, as is Maryland, the most likely second option behind D.C. I just don't think that matters that much because it's very obvious that the team wants to be in D.C. They're in no rush to go back to Maryland. But today we found out, I'm going to read from Eric Flack, social media here, who covers the stadium deal for Channel 9. Chair of House Oversight Committee James Comer seems to threaten congressional investigation if D.C. Council doesn't pass RFK deal before August recess, which will be August 1st. Comer warns against unnecessary and politically motivated delays in a letter to D.C. Council Chair Phil Mendelson. Here's what I want to know. What would this investigation even mean? If he's saying that they're going to do a federal investigation of the council, is it just into how hard they're working to get a stadium deal, or what is he threatening exactly?
Right. So there's super complicated. This is DC's the federal city, and the 1973 Home Rule Act basically said that DC and DC residents are allowed to have a mayor, a city council, the normal things that a city has, and they will run their own government. However, if Congress deems it appropriate, and doesn't happen very often, they can just overrule legislation. Now, it takes everybody getting together and deciding that's wrong. So let's say D.C. passes you must walk only on the right side of the street. No one gets to walk on the left side of the street anywhere. Well, that's a ridiculous law. Congress decides that's stupid and that's worth us getting together and overruling that. They can. That's kind of what's being threatened here, but that you never heard investigation in that part. So again, I don't know what they're investigating. I also don't know if you start to invoke the Home Rule Act or overstepping here, does that mean the original deal that was agreed to. It just reverts to that, talking about the agreement that the mayor and the team hashed out. It just means that no amendments, no change, no nothing. It could go to that. Like, I don't know exactly what this means is kind of my point here.
I don't either, but I know that this is one trick that the team and the mayor probably had up their sleeves, which is to say, if you guys are dragging your feet, we do have the federal government on our side here. They returned the land under the guise that it was going to end up being a stadium. It's literally called the RFK Memorial Stadium Refurbishing Act or whatever the hell they called it, right? So we saw the press conference at the White House where Mayor Bowser is standing shoulder to shoulder with Trump, which, again, was one of the weirdest optics and craziest things ever. You know, those people don't like each other. He talks terribly about her all the time. To her credit, as a politician, she had to stand there and play ball and play nice for the day. And meanwhile, Josh Harris is like standing there as the third wheel in this like awkward,
everybody,
photo op. It was just very strange, right? But you have the mayor on your side if you're the team, and you have the federal government on your side. So they're going to use that however they can. Only in D.C. does this actually matter. Like, they couldn't try to strong-arm Buffalo on their stadium deal. It's just because we're in D.C. Right. That's the only reason this is a thing. But I want to go back to the idea of the 15th, this deadline that passed, and whether or not people actually think that the deadline matters at all. Like, the idea that Maryland can now get on the phone again and talk to the Commanders. Virginia, same thing. Do you think anything actually changed 2 days ago in this game of chicken between the city council and the football team? Or do you think that the deadline never really meant much and they're still going to steamroll towards a deal whenever the city council's ready? We'll open up the phones at 800-636-1067. We're going to get back into Von Miller in about 20 minutes at the top of the hour. And speaking of pass rushers, T.J. Watt getting a record deal from the Steelers. We'll get to that at 5 o'clock as well on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
In under 15 minutes, Von Miller signing with the Commanders. I want to look back at some of the most famous players that they've added, celebrity additions, if you will, and how they worked out. That's coming up next hour on Grant and Danny. But the deadline to get a vote on a stadium deal that the Commanders and the mayor imposed on the city council came and went on July 15th. Nothing happened at all. And now Maryland and Virginia can get back into the fold if they want to. Do you think that's possible? Will anything actually happen? And will there be a fallout because of the deadline being passed? I've long kind of thought the deadline was just a flag that was stuck in the ground, but it didn't mean anything. And if that's the case, then why does it matter that much? They're still negotiating today. They're still going to sit down and meet. They're still going to talk on the phone. The team wants this done yesterday, as soon as possible, because they want to start all of their planning and get everything done that they can. They're also, in some way, as a negotiational tactic, presumably, trying to crowbar this thing home now because they want as few changes as possible to the plan that the city council wants to pick through and change. We've talked to many of those council members about this, Danny. But, I mean, what do you make of this? 2 days since the deadline, do you actually think that it matters that nothing happened?
No, not that deadline. That to me was always I don't want to say arbitrary. It was based on if this, you know, working back from the year 2030, in order to do this, we need to do that. In order to do that, we need to do this permit. And this permit needs to be filed by that date, and the shovel needs to be in the ground by that date. So in order to do that, July 15th, I always thought that was made up, fictional, just a thing to try to force emergency.
But the team has made it pretty clear that getting something done in the fall makes having the stadium opened and ready to go in 2030 very, very hard.
They have said that. And I don't know how true that is. I don't know that if 2 months
you don't
delay.
Know that it's not true either.
Exactly. That's my point. I don't know if 2 more months, I'm picking that number, could be 3. The fall lasts a little bit longer. But if 2 months now means that you're losing an entire calendar year, I don't know if that's true. It might be 100% true. We have no clue.
It's not just that, by the way. It's not just the losing of the possible football season, which matters a lot to the team. It's also the possibility of missing out on
various events
mm-hmm. that you need to get on your calendar and get on the books. They reference specifically the Women's World Cup that the city shot back and said they don't need to know that just yet. The team says otherwise. But it's not just that, right? I was in Atlanta for the All-Star festivities. Beyoncé was doing a 4-day, I don't know if you could call that like a residency, but she was doing a 4-day.
She was there for 4 days.
4 straight shows for 4 nights in Atlanta. Like, they want to be on that schedule the next time she's making the rounds or Taylor Swift's making the rounds. And if you don't have a stadium deal, you are missing out on some of those things.
Sure.
Now, how many of them? I don't know. If there's one of those things you're missing out on, it's probably not worthwhile, you know, to drag this thing out. But I don't really think it's about not being ready now. It's about not liking the deal from the city council's perspective. In other words, if they liked the deal, they could have voted before 2 days ago. They've had 6 weeks to go over this and do the stuff that they needed to do. It doesn't take forever if they like the deal. This is about wanting a different deal, which all of them have also said.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's focusing on the July 15th part. The more important part, in my opinion, is they want their parking structure that they want, not the team wants, or they want certain people working on the site or not. Like, there are all these little, the Post did a whole story about, here are the 4 things this council member wants. Here are the 3 things this council member wants. That's what this is about, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Not just that they need more time to go over the paperwork. No, you need more time to get more things changed.
More concessions, more alterations.
Which I'm not saying is a bad thing. That's their job to some extent.
Mm-hmm.
But let's just call it what it is. Don't lie to me.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know if I'm advocating anything or not, but I just never bought that July 15th deadline as anything other than a date that they would like it done by.
I totally agree with you. I think, just as an example, if the city council comes to them today and says, we're ready to do the deal, you do it. And if that's the case, then there was no deadline.
Mm-hmm.
If it's next week or a month from now, they do it. I want to know what the fall is. It's very arbitrary. The fall. Yeah. Well, the fall could be September 2nd, and it could be November 19th. Those are very, very different things.
That's different times, yeah.
By the way. So not knowing what they mean by that, I think the team would eventually start talking to Maryland again. I just don't know what that hit the ground point is.
Right.
Let's go to Rick, who's in Fredericksburg, who wants to hop in, react to where we're at with the stadium negotiation, the news of the day that the federal government has sent a letter to the city council saying they'll investigate. They don't start making moves here. What's up, Rick? How are you?
I'm good. Nice to talk to y'all. Again, I think the arbitrary date, like you said, the 15th was BS. But if we can exercise any leverage from the Fed side, I'm all for it. I'm just not sure what that investigation means, like what you said. But heck, if they have any leverage over overriding the council, I'm all for it. And real quick, Danny, I used to go to the games with the Tremonti's as well when they used to run the Bayou. And they were our best friends at the club, and what a good social connection. Just want to throw that in there.
Oh, that's awesome. Very, very cool. Yeah, that's the only way I got to go to pretty much any pro sporting event was if the Tremonti's either invited us or they couldn't go. We got to use their tickets.
Family?
Yeah, family. They run the Italian store. They're doing just fine.
Oh, yeah, I bet they are. You love the Italian
store. I love it so much. I love it so much.
The idea of the investigation, I'm assuming that I'm missing the point. And they just mean we're going to get involved and look into
yeah, we'll look at this.
Why it's taking you guys so long. But I also wonder if you're on the city council, if you wonder, what exactly are they looking into? Again, this is a council where a guy was just reelected who was accused of accepting $35,000 from an associate and indicted on bribery charges. Like, what kind of investigating are they going to be trying to do exactly? Let's go to Frank in Great Falls. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I think Maryland and Virginia are definitely off the table. It's an election in Virginia, election year, and Maryland's got a whole different economic picture from their tax base because of the federal firings than they had back when Wes Moore made that offer a while ago. So I think they're not even in the game. And Comer is never going to pass up a chance to jam up D.C. for any reason. So you can be sure that if there's any chance for him bigfooting it, you'll see it. It's sort of rich that he's worried about people playing politics given his nature.
Well, they're all politicians.
Oh, you mean the politician playing politics? Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm not to be dismissive, but like the craziest thing that's happened in this entire deal, and I think it's crazier than the mayor, the president, and the owner of the team sitting in the Oval Office, like shaking hands and waving. The craziest thing is this Republican senator from Kentucky and the mayor being best buddies, being like, oh, yeah, sure. Let's just give it to you for with a unanimous vote. Slam dunk, 11th hour. Like, yeah, you guys want this free land? No strings attached other than building a stadium, which you're already in favor of? Great. Like, that's the craziest thing that happened in this whole deal. Without that, none of these conversations get to happen.
That was the initial conversation that led to months and months of trying to get enough people to agree, which didn't happen and then did and then didn't happen. And then the Hail Mary Jaden Daniels to Noah Brown overnight finally came to fruition. Let's go to Christian in Manassas on G&D. What's up, Christian?
Hey, Grant, Danny. Love the show.
Appreciate you.
I was going to say with the committee putting pressure on the council and also with the President Trump also putting pressure on D.C. and I think this deal's definitely going to get done. Now, if that means and they say fall, I think it'll get done by August. The last thing I saw is the committee wanted it done by before the council goes on recess in August. So I think it'll get done
August first. But they really don't. Here's the thing. I agree with you. I don't think if your goal is like mine to get a stadium in D.C. and you're not picking a side, you just whatever side gets me a stadium. I get what you're saying. I don't think this can hurt. I think it could probably only help. Having said that, I don't think they really have a gavel to slam in terms of the federal government. They have already leased the land to D.C. It is now technically D.C.'s land to do with what it wants. Now, if you're saying, you know, that the federal government can make their life miserable if they don't do it, and, you know, because of that, you've basically got to listen to them. Well, we've seen the federal government withhold, what was it, like $1 billion or something from D.C. here recently and, like, jack up their budget. So I'm not saying that they can't screw with them, but in terms of the actual land, you know, I think it was last week the president said something like, oh, well, it's our land. It's not anymore. They've already leased the land. It's the paperwork has been signed and the ink is dry. It's D.C.'s land. Are you still there? I hear you, but...
Yeah, good talk.
Maybe not.
So I was reading about that, and yes to what you just said, but also there's still stuff the government can do.
Well, they can always do something.
Right.
But I'm just saying the notion that it's still our land, which is what was said, is not true. It is the lease has been executed. Everyone on both sides that I've been able to corroborate this with has said, no, it's D.C.'s land now, which is why the federal government is threatening to do an investigation. They're not threatening to move forward without D.C. They can't. They can't take the land back at this point. But there's always some angle. Like, look at what's happening in every case. It's impossible to keep up with this stuff and who's in right. charge and how's it get done. There's probably another lever to pull, no doubt. I don't dispute that. But this is not how it's supposed to go to get a stadium. It should not be this complicated and this difficult with the federal government weighing in and fighting with your local municipality. Only in D.C., brother.
Yeah, seriously. One of one right here.
The one where that happens. All right, Von Miller's coming to the Washington Commanders. When's the last time they brought a guy in that was this famous and this much a lock for the Hall of Fame? That's next on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.